Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Oftentimes, graduate students are trained primarily for academic work, but our next guest's university is preparing one of their cohorts for a completely different career path, and it involves partnering with industry in our state. Marika Van Pembroek is Associate Dean of the Graduate School at Clemson University, where she joins us from by phone now. Marika, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here with you today.
So tell us about the Graduate School at Clemson University, a brief overview.
Sure. The Graduate School at Clemson provides professional development opportunities for graduate students at Clemson, as well as, of course, the necessary requirements to get students through graduate school, including degree audits and that kind of thing. But in terms of professional development, we provide a lot of opportunities for graduate students to really expand their view and their skills outside of the classroom. What we're talking about today is one of those programs that we offer.
All right, well, let's just dive into this topic then.
Sure. So we have started A2I at Clemson. That's short for Accelerate to Industry. It's a hands-on professional development program that helps Clemson graduate students and postdocs transition into careers in industry, government, and nonprofits. We offer site visits, networking events, and workshops led by professionals across a wide range of sectors. And this isn't really just about career preparation. It's about connecting top Clemson talent with real-world opportunities. A2I really can strengthen South Carolina's workforce and innovation pipeline by building relationships between our students and leading employers.
And so which industries in particular is this focused on? Is there any one industry?
No. In fact, we have students from a wide variety of majors who are interested in going into very diverse industry. And I should clarify, so thank you for that. We really are defining industry as non-academic careers. So we're looking at government careers, healthcare careers, industry in construction, labs, lab development. Paramer Scientific was one of the companies that we went to, and they are very involved in healthcare in South Carolina.
And so how long will this program last? How long do the students go through this?
For at least 1 year, but up to 2 or 3 years, depending on their interests and corporate partners.
And so are you at the point yet where industry, where these companies are coming to you, or are you still in the reaching out to them stage to develop these partnerships?
Well, actually both. We've had people contact us, and that's been wonderful, but we've also reached out.
And I know we've had discussions on our program here about the disturbing trend of graduate students from our colleges leaving the state and going to work for other companies. Is this something that is one of the goals to reverse this trend?
Absolutely. We're really interested in graduate students from Clemson staying in the state and enhancing the economic development of the state. So we're really keen on partnering with South Carolina partners so that we can harness this great intellectual asset and really benefit the state with it.
So is that also going to maybe require some companies moving here? In other words, to increase the job opportunities?
That would certainly be part of it. I do think that there are such a range of industries in South Carolina, and maybe they don't know the benefit that graduate students would have for their industry. So maybe it's also an educational component to it as well.
Are you hearing about any other similar programs at our other state universities?
NC State is a university that created A2I. And as a matter of fact, we were the first in South Carolina to have the A2I partnership. MUSC also has an A2I program, but I think that it's only us and MUSC at this point.
NC State, the Research Triangle Park area of North Carolina, quite successful in retaining their graduate students.
Very successful, yes. They've actually expanded this program across the country. There are over 40 universities now that participate in A2I.
Well, Marika, thank you so much for sharing and spending time with us today.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much.
Marika Van Pembroek is Associate Dean of the Graduate School at Clemson University. And we will have a link to the school posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.